Pretty good weekend for Boise State track and field down in Austin, Texas. Bob and Chris here on Idaho Sports Talk. Caves and Prater will be along at 3 o'clock today to take over and bring you home at 6. Corey Immels, we talked to him last week on Thursday, getting set for the meet. Boise State has three different student athletes that will be moving on to Eugene. Coach, congratulations on a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks. We had quite a few near misses, but excited about the young ladies that we have moving on to Eugene.
Well, why don't we first of all talk about Allie Ostrander. Not only did she qualify in the 3,000-meter steeplechase, she's also in the 5,000 as well. Qualifying in two events, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, she did a nice job. She got through the first one and then looked really good doing that. Was pretty comfortable, and the next day was able to make it through in the 5 as well, so looking good there as well. So, we'll concentrate on the steeple first, and then we'll move on to the 5 at Nationals. So, excited to see what she can do.
Now, if I told you she was going to be the winner in one of the two events, is there one of the two that you think she'd have a better chance to win?
Well, I think she's got a prelim and a final before she has the 5K final. So she's going to be a little bit more fresh in the steeple final than she is the 5. But I wouldn't put anything past her. She's a pretty tough competitor. So I think going into that steeple prelim fresh, and then hopefully making it to the final and being fresh for that after having only done the prelim, I think that's probably her best bet. You know, she's going to come back in the 5, and a lot of those young ladies will be fresh in the 5. There's some doubling back from the 10. Nobody doubling back from the steeple. So she's got a big task ahead of her, but I think she's ready for the challenge.
Now, we're talking about Allie Ostrander. We remember watching her a couple of years ago star on the national stage, and between those, two now appearances on the national stage, she had a bit of adversity. What about her personality allowed her to kind of battle through the adversity and get back into a spot where get to watch her on the national stage once more?
Yeah, I think she's a tough competitor. She's got a lot of grit. She's not afraid. I think there were some points along the way that were tough, but I think those are the points that decide what kind of an athlete you're going to be. So. And we've talked about that along the way. I think there was points where, she was frustrated and disappointed. But, that's when we find out what kind of an athlete she is. And I think she's battled back. And, there's going to be more adversity down the road, I'm sure, at some point that we're going to have to deal with. But for the moment, I think she's enjoying every opportunity she gets. And I think, I have to remind her of that every now and again when things get hard. It's like, you weren't running for a period and you'd give anything to be out running. So, now you have these opportunities, and you got to take advantage of them.
We're visiting with Corey Immels, head track and field coach at Boise State. Nationals coming up early June in Eugene. Allie Ostrander qualifies in the steeplechase in the 5,000. Claire O'Brien also in the 5,000. Sadie Henderson in the 800. How much does it help somebody like Ostrander? And I don't know. I know Henderson, I think, has been indoors. But if somebody's been to the national meet before, is that an advantage?
I think so. I think just being able to have gone through the motions of being at the meet once before, I think helps. I think a lot of times, your first time, you're just happy to get there and then you forget to kind of compete when you get there. So I think just having been there before, I think these three young ladies are all really good competitors. I don't think they kind of are in that box of just being happy to be there. But, I think having been there, it does help. Allie's never been to the outdoor meet, so this is a little bit of a new adventure for her. Actually, none of them have been to the outdoor meet, so have been to Nationals before, but not to the outdoor meet. So a little bit of a new adventure for them all, but they're all great competitors, and I'm not worried about them getting starstruck with the situation when we get there.
What's the training timeline between now and then?
I think at this point, the training's done. You just want to make the student athletes feel good and make sure they're rested and ready to go. They all worked out this morning for a little bit. We didn't do a lot, but just kind of get back in sync this week. Last week was a long week. It was a long trip away from home. So use this week to kind of get sort of back out and get some good sleep, and then we'll leave on Monday or Tuesday, and then we're back into the fire again. So, but they'll be ready to go.
We talked about Allie's chances. What about Claire in the 5,000 or Sadie in the 800?
Yeah, I think Claire, getting through, I thought she looked really good in the final down in Texas. I think she's got a chance to score. We're going to try and get in that 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th range for a true freshman to come in and score. I think she's got a chance. She's going to be right on the cusp of of doing that. And it's going to be a matter of, you know, kind of how that last mile unfolds. You know, Sadie's been fantastic all year long. She got the indoor, you know, national meet and didn't make the final there. So I think she wants to get down there and make the final and try and be in that top eight. I think she definitely has a chance to do that. The 800 is probably one of the events that is as good as it's ever been at the NCAA level. So she's got a challenge, but I think she's up for it.
Now, we're talking distance runners at Boise State. Remember Emma Bates and her performing on a national level, too. How do Ostrander and O'Brien, how do they compare to Emma Bates? And what is it about the distance runners, the female distance runners here at Boise State, that's allowed them to kind of take off in a way that is certainly impressive from the outside looking in?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. After the race in Austin, you know, Allie came by and I was standing on the side of the track and she was all excited because both of them had gotten in, and it's like, well, we did that a couple of years ago. We've done this before. This is not a big deal, but I think they're just, you know, they came because we've had success. You know, they want to be great. They want to do things the right way. And I think, you know, Marissa Howard, Emma Bates, you know, those athletes that were here before them did really well at the national stage. So I think that's a little bit of the expectation. And obviously we work all year long to get to this point and to have a chance to get out there and run at the highest level. So, you know, that hopefully we can continue to do that, and hopefully we can double the numbers that we have going next year and continue to make kind of progress at the national level.
Only the top 12 at the meet in Austin got to go to Eugene. You mentioned some others that were near miss. Is there one or two that might deserve special mention for being very close, maybe having a very good end of the season?
Yeah, I thought Allie in the pole vault was really close. It came down to a jump off. She was fantastic. She was clear through the first four jumps, you know, and felt like, you know, her last jump that she made in the pole vault had gone to nationals, you know, the last three or four years. So we kind of felt like she was in, and then it came down to a jump off and she missed out. But she's had a tremendous, you know, senior year. And, you know, obviously that was our first event of the meet, and it would have been nice for her to get in and kind of get that momentum rolling. But it doesn't take away from the year she's had and just the competitor she's been for us. But that's one that really sticks out. You know, Dusty Fisher looked good. I mean, he's had a long year. I think our sprints group did a really nice job this year, all year long. And they really went to the fore at the conference meet and probably took a little bit of a bite out of us at the regional meet. But those guys did a fantastic job as well.
Well, Corey, we look forward to chatting with you again as we get closer to Eugene. Congratulations on a good weekend in Texas.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And that is Corey Immels, another good showing for track and field. Three ladies going over to represent Boise State coming up early part of June.